discussions concerning impeachment, either directly or indirectly, in six independent clauses for the six constitutional references to impeachment were delineated by Thomas Jefferson and is manual a parliamentary practice for the Senate and the House. The House of Representatives shall have the sole power of impeachment, Article 1, Section 2, Clause 5. The Senate shall have the sole power to try all impeachments, and when sitting for that purpose, they shall by an oath or affirmation, when the President of the United States is tried, the Chief Justice shall preside, and no person shall be convicted without the concurrence of two-thirds of the members present. Clause 3, 6, and 7. Now, judgment in cases of impeachment shall not extend further than to removal from office and disqualification to hold and to enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States, but the party convicted shall nevertheless be liable and subject to indictment, trial, judgment, and punishment according to law. According to Article 2, Section 4, the President, Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Article 3, Section 2 tells us that the trial of all crimes except in cases of impeachment shall be by jury. The President shall have power to grant reprieves and pardons for offenses against the United States except in cases of impeachment. That's found in Article 2, Section 1. And the sixth clause, which relates indirectly to impeachment, is termed the Good Behavior Clause. The judges both of the Supreme and Inferior Courts shall hold their offices during good behavior. That's Article 3, Section 1, Clause 1. The relationship of this good behavior clause to impeachment was explained during the debates surrounding the Judiciary Act of 1802. Matter of fact, one member noted, "We all fully understand what it is when it comes to good behavior, and the Constitution in that case has given a remedy by impeachment." Now remember, impeachments are confined to political characters, to political crimes and misdemeanors, and to political punishments. To date, there have been 61 federal judges or Supreme Court justices investigated for impeachment, of whom 13 have been impeached. In 1797, William Blount was impeached for seeking to violate American neutrality. In 1803, federal judge John Pickering was impeached for issuing an order which contradicted an act of Congress for something called judicial high-handedness.
BBSradio.com.
Every time we turn our heads the other way, when we see the flawed flouted, when we tolerate what we know to be wrong, when we close our eyes and ears to the corrupt because we're too busy or too frightened, when we fail to speak up and speak out, we strike a blow against freedom and decency and justice. Robert Kennedy. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same, or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free. Martin Luther, the great reformer, stated, "When you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hold on."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, I wanted to take a little respite and I wanted to have a little fun today. We're still going to get to that, but there's things that are coming across my desk right now that just they need to be shared with you because it's very troubling what we're seeing here, friends. The worshipers that brought Donald Trump back in to reoccupy the People's White House are becoming startled by the response, or should I say the actions, of the one that they put back into the People's White House. As I've said a thousand times over, friends, how would they expect anything other than what he's doing right now? Well, with that said, they see the Stargate, how they want to go ahead and put a chip in your brain. This is all documented. Just ask them. They will tell you. We played the videos of them telling you exactly what they want to do. But just yesterday, people are, again, taken back that Donald Trump is his initial moves when he gets back into the People's White House is to basically make Israel great again. That's what they're saying. And it's not the Israel of God again. I can't reiterate that, folks. This is an issue of good and evil. Regardless of race or ethnicity. Furthermore, if you put that up against Acts 17:26, all nations are one blood. The only people that are driving a line here are the corrupt politicians that are working for a foreign interest. And obviously, we see what's happening in front of us. But it is wise for the people. It's prudent for you to take note that this applies to good and evil, regardless of race or ethnicity. And when it comes to the Jewish people, Jesus made specific instructions to make distinction between those that are the Israel of God, the Jews of the Lord, the seed of Abraham, and those that are of the synagogue of Satan. Well, we're seeing right now why people are surprised. And I do have to say, in all fairness, folks, this making distinction according to the Word of God concerning what's going on over in Israel, it's new to me, but I knew, just like everybody else was, that there was something seriously wrong with what's going on. Because Donald Trump is showing so much allegiance, even bowing down to Israel in the People's White House. And people will say, well, Bradley, there's absolutely nothing wrong with what he's doing. If it was the Israel of God, you're absolutely right. But this is not the Israel of God, folks. These are proclaimers of being something that they're clearly not. What I have in front of me right now, Pelham just reported and he sent out a meme. Benjamin Netanyahu, he is an evil, wicked, wicked man. The evangelicals in the American church today are praising this man, and yet his own people during the pandemic said that this was a genocide. That's why 75% of the people in Israel did not, as you know it geographically, did not take the shot. As a matter of fact, he's from Poland. Benjamin Netanyahu, and it's interesting that his real name isn't Benjamin Netanyahu, it is Benjamin Mielkowski, and his family's from Poland. And if you remember rightly, friends, just recently Poland said absolutely no to this guy that calls him Benjamin Netanyahu, who calls himself that, because he is not going to be commemorating the Holocaust or the genocide that took place during the 40s, because they all the well know who he is. So much so, friends, that they actually impeded him geographically concerning that of modern-day Israel. Rothschild created. This is not the Israel of God. This is all man-made nonsense. So it makes sense as to what we're seeing here. He has no Hebrew DNA. He has changed his name so you didn't realize that he's a settler. And again, folks, why is it back in the 80s he said he had control of our said representatives? Well, is it true? Did you see yesterday what the initiative was concerning what Donald Trump was going to do? He's going to go to work for what they call Israel today, not the American people. Since when did he become the president of the Israel that man has made? I'm curious. When are people going to wake up and think about what's going on here? Donald Trump is making Israel again? as they call it. Donald Trump here, friends, is defending Israel while attacking Christians back home here in America. Is anybody paying attention to what they're doing right now? Nope. You're distracted with all the good things that Donald is doing, but you're not paying attention to what they're keeping you from distracted from. Here, let me give you a little peek as to what I'm talking about right now. We know, again, that he has converted to Judaism in 2017. Here he is reading the Book of Pharisees, the Talmud, over in Israel. He's receiving awards from these people right now. That are at war, that are moving through the spirit of Antichrist. Nothing new under the sun here. We see Donald Trump again awarding another individual that is the head of a super PAC, which spends $61 billion on anti-Biden ads, which is a bunch of nonsense. That's to keep you distracted. They all work for the same people. Here's Donald again, just so you can all understand what's going on here. Donald Trump was presented today with a menorah as an award for his efforts to make peace in the Middle East. Remember, Donald Trump just said he wanted to make a one world religion, just like the Pope, folks, just like the Grahams, the ecumenical preachers in the church. They're trying to force this through consolidation, and they're trying to sell it to the people as a good idea. As I told you the other day, friends, when you hear the word consolidation, consolidation is always great when you have an organization, a business, a ministry to run. Fantastic. But when you see it in government, friends, working with corporations, you better understand the only thing that they're consolidating. Here, let me put it this way. They're tightening the noose on the people is what they're doing through consolidation. They're just making it easier for themselves to continuously forge your chains. And that is a fact, friends, as to what's going on here. Again, reverting back to the fact that Elon Musk, he's the one that said he wanted to put a chip in your brain, along with none other than Klaus Schwab, whose dad was a part of the Third Reich, which should come as no surprise as to the information we've been sharing with you. And so did Donald Trump, says we got to get this through now. And he's talking about Stargate. And guess who's going to be paying $500 billion for it? You, if you don't put a stop to what's going on here. I wanted to show you Elon Musk. You know he's a Satanist. His mom's an occultist. This is brand new by notice. Republican senators say that they're fine handing their power to Elon Musk. Well, guess what, friends? The American people didn't. So how is it that they're taking delegated authority from we the people, then assuming authority that's never been given to them, that's unconstitutional, and then saying they're handing over to the likes of an Elon Musk that wants to put a chip in your brain? I got one more point I want to share with you on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 281-845-4704.
Hello, this is Caleb Collier, host of Church and State. Find us at churchandstate.media. Take it from me, you have to listen to Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean is one of the greatest theologians and patriots of our time. He is leading the charge in our modern day revolution. Bradley doesn't pull punches.
Not Christians, folks.
What is right, not beholden
Gosh,
to party,
read your Bibles,
politics,
people.
Or pulpits. I am proud to call him friend. He is truly a son of liberty.
Content Christian Media Conference is hosting a one-day event on Monday, February 24th at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano, Texas. It's one amazing day of fellowship, networking, screenings, panels, and inspirational keynotes. There'll be breakouts on filmmaking, storytelling, writing, distribution, and more, with lunch included. It's perfectly timed just before the start of NRB.
Register at christianmediaconference.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
So that this nation may long endure, I urge you to follow in the hallowed footsteps of the great disobedience of history that freed exiles, founded Christianity, defeated tyrants, and yes, in the hands of an aroused rabble, in arms and a few great men, Charlton Heston. The brave man inattentive to his duty is worth little more to his country than the coward who deserts her in the hour of danger. President Thomas Jefferson. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. So I was just highlighting some brand new information that came across my desk. This is the one that's been palling around with Donald Trump, which, by the way, is a part of what they call themselves as the elitists, what they plan to do concerning Stargate. This is the lunatic, and he is a madman. Elon Musk, who is a Satanist, go online, cross-check everything I'm telling you. I always present that to the people, or call in and confront me, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. By the way, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. I'm sharing with you right now an article from Notice, N-O-T-U-S is what it's called. Republican senators say they're fine handing their power over to Elon Musk. Folks, you have to understand that your said representatives, in many cases, they have dual citizenships. That means they're acting out as treasonous towards the people in this country. And again, if you want scripture, friends, I'm here to give it to you. That's what I'm called to do. The reason this is happening is because the people have played the Judas to the Lord God in keeping his commandments. You know, somebody just said a couple moments ago concerning those that call themselves Christians and don't do the things that Christ does. I had to correct a record real quick and say they're not Christians. How many times do I have to reiterate the point? If they don't bear fruit to Christ, it means that Christ isn't in them. You know, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And right, if Christ is in them, they're going to bear fruit to the glory of the Father. John 15:8 and Matthew 5:16. And if you're not seeing that, it means they're not Christians. How many times do we hear this all day? Oh, you know, look at these Christians over here. They're not doing this. They're not doing the things Christ did. They're not preaching out against the sins of the world. They're not, you know, so on and so forth. It's because Christ isn't in them. It's that simple. Faith, hey, folks, as the body without the spirit is dead, right? So is faith without works. They don't have the faith. And if they don't have the faith, it means that they haven't been born again of the Spirit of God. Because if they were, John 3:3, you would see the fruits of that, of repentance, in action. And what would that be? Go to 2 Corinthians 10. I'm sorry, folks. Hang on a second. I'm doing radio here, and I'm being led to go a different direction. So I was thinking of 2 Corinthians 10 and 11. Go ahead and read that. That's the fruit of repentance. But I need to come back to this real quick because I need to get to some of the stuff I wanted to get to during the second hour. And I don't mean to be so scrambled, folks, but a lot of stuff came down on my desk right before the show here, and I need to share it with you. Let me get back to this. Republican senators say they're fine handing their power over to Elon Musk. Elon Musk is not us, and we are not Elon Musk, okay? I told you that he's a Satanist. Cross-check me. I also told you that his mom is an occultist, easy to find. I've shared with you several times. I played videos of all of this. Grimes, the woman that has his baby, she's a breeder. She calls herself a witch. Go online, cross-check everything I'm telling you. And yet, because he's hanging out with Donald Trump, all the said conservatives in the evangelists, they call themselves, in America today, making distinction, in America today, man, they're all about these two getting together. Even when he gives the Roman salute, which came from Benito Mussolini, mimicking that of the Caesar of the past. Okay? I want to show you his daddy now, just really quick. I don't know if you've seen this or not before, but this is Elon Musk's dad. On the right is his former stepsister, who became his stepmother. It gets weird. Folks, they're inbreeding. There's no question about it. They're sharing. There's no question about it. Anything to make a covenant with the enemy of our souls is exactly what they're doing. Elon Musk's dad marries his stepsister. You can't make up how twisted this is, but if you look at the fruit of these people, you can understand exactly why everybody else is confused. It's because of who you follow. Hey, folks, if the blind are leading the blind, where are they going to end up? They're going to end up in the ditch, and they end up in the ditch, and then they wonder why they ended up in the ditch. I'll tell you why. Let me stop and make another point to that. It's because they're following the blind. Just this last week, a lady goes back and forth with me, and folks, I'm telling you, the workload here, I got to shut a lot of this off. I'm just telling you right now, okay? I want to be accessible and help people that help themselves. But I had a lady this last week ask me about this, that, and the other thing. She's going through a little variance within her family, and she can't tolerate people calling her names. I mean, put that up against Christ crucified and the 11 of the 12 apostles who were crucified, that it went a lot further than just calling them names, didn't it? And yet they held their ground in the faith. Well, this is the American version of what they call Christianity. And again, it's a lack thereof. Put that up against 1 John 3:9. And I'm saying that for the very purpose. She comes back to me, asks me a question, and then I just left it. I just thought, lady, if you're not reading the word yourself, I'm not reading it for you. So she waits a day and she comes back. She says, well, what does the Bible say about it? And I said to her, I said, I don't know. Why don't you take the time to read the Bible for yourself so you know how to answer everybody's objection as to why you're in the faith and why it is that you're doing what you're doing. Therein lies the problem in the American church right there. They don't even know the word of God. That's why they're following Donald Trump. That's why they're following Klaus Schwab and Benjamin Netanyahu and Elon Musk. It's because they don't know, nor have they taken the time to know what the Constitution says, and then they wonder why their country's being turned on by their said representatives. Because I'm here to remind you that the attacks are not coming from without, they're coming from within by a bunch of Judases that are assuming authority from foreign interest groups that are warring against who we are as a people, namely our foundations, who operate through a spirit of Antichrist. It's that simple. Read 1 John chapter 2. Read the whole chapter. And also read 1 John 4:4 when you get a moment as well. By the way, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Wanted to give you another one. Somebody reported this morning, and it was interesting news. And it was sent to me in such a fashion that the Minnesota Senate Republican Caucus, they're sitting back and allowing the said governor to attack the Christian schools by cutting funds from their, not only their schools, but also busing dollars. And I just, right away, it's just like, I said, good. And right away, they came back on the defensive. What do you mean good? Now, if they read their Bible for themselves, they want to understand why I said good, because the worst thing that the enemy can do is to persecute the church. The real church, because it separates the wheat from the tares, the goats from the sheep, Matthew 25, the list goes on. That's why they entitle people with gifts to put them back to sleep, Matthew 13, 25. They want people asleep. They don't want them awake. I said good for the very purpose that it's attacking the church. And I want to tell you what I said in response. I said, how many years have I spent waking people up that refuse to acknowledge the evils of which they tolerate? That's what I said. This is the best medicine for those that profess Christianity. Because once that fire, that persecution hits them, guess what's going to happen? That fire is going to spread. And we say it like this on the show, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Let their cruelty swell our ranks. That comes from the more they persecuted the children of Israel, the Lord's children, and I'm thinking of Exodus 1:10, the more they afflicted them, when the corrupt Pharaoh afflicted them, what happened? The more they were afflicted, the more they multiplied. Now, if this person was reading their Bible, do you think that they would have understood exactly what I was saying? Absolutely. But I'll tell you what, if you don't want to listen to the first time that I tell you what the word says, the persecution is only coming as a confirmation of what I was trying to tell you, and it's the best medicine for the Christians that can be. Why? Because that's how the gospel message is spread. So let them attack, let them persecute. But I want to say this as well, concerning how Walls is doing this to us. You know, the professors, they play the victim to the tyrant when in fact they're called to be a witness against kings and governors. Again, they're not reading their Bibles to understand what they're called to do. They're called to stand their ground. They're called to be on the offensive. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. But see, they don't know enough of the Word of God to actually understand what that means because they've never practiced what they've never read. And it's the same thing, by the way, the point that I was making earlier, if they would take the time to know the Constitution, which is premised on the Word of God, right? The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. We wouldn't be in this predicament in the first place. But let me go back to Tim Walz. You know he's a pedophile. You know that during the time of this created crisis, he's personally responsible for millions of deaths in the state of Minnesota. But I want to tell you where it really falls. It falls to the hands of the people in the church. Because as I'm reading the book of Ezekiel right now, Prophet Ezekiel, their blood is on the hands of the church because they failed to warn men. I don't care what anybody says. You know it's true. In conscience, I'm clean. In the fear of the Lord, it is clean. That means my conscience is free. Preaching the whole counsel of God and giving no offense in the ministry. What does that mean? No offense towards God in preaching the whole counsel of God. And that's what we're doing. But I wanted to say this. You're subjugating yourself to Tim Walz because you failed to deal with Tim Walz. I'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The annual Wisconsin Christian News Ministry Conference is set for April 4 and 5 in Wausau, Wisconsin. Our theme this year is Revival and Reverence, Returning to God.
Can I hear you?
Some great speakers, including the courageous pastor.
Oh, just hold on a second, okay? What I'll do is I'll take you up in just a moment. What's your name?
Pastor Butch Paw and
Stacy.
Okay, Stacy. Yeah, okay, I got you. I'll hold you up, okay? And I'm just going to put you on pause right now.
Sure to be the highlight of your year.
Okay.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.com. Dietrich Bonhoeffer was correct when he said, "Silence in the face of evil is evil itself. God will not hold us guiltless people. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act." President Andrew Jackson rightly stated that if the Supreme Court is the final arbiter to decide differences of right and wrong, of what the Constitution says, then we have ceased to be our own rulers, and the Supreme Court is then become our ruler. Things don't turn up in this world until somebody turns them up. President James Garfield goes on and says, "I love agitation and investigation and glory in defending unpopular truth against popular error." Abolitionist William Lloyd Garrison said, "With reasonable men I will reason, with human men I will plead, but to tyrants I will give no quarter, nor waste arguments where they will certainly be lost."
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Content Christian Media Conference is hosting a one-day event on Monday, February 24th at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano, Texas. It's one amazing day of fellowship, networking, screenings, panels, and inspirational keynotes. There'll be breakouts on filmmaking, storytelling, writing, distribution, and more, with lunch included. It's perfectly timed, just before the start of NRB.
Register at ChristianMediaConference.com.
BBSRadio.com. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. For those that are here right now on social media platforms, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, get the Children of the Apostate, and tell me this isn't exactly where we're at prophetically. I just want someone to go ahead and read it and tell me otherwise. This right here is prevention is better than cure. It's not to get book sales. It's to give you my heart. I mean, if it was about book sales, friends, that's all we would be doing. Is it advertising? It's this important that you get this book. It's called Children of the Apostate. Read it. Super easy to read. Premised on testimony. And this is before bad happens. This is the Jeremiah before the lamentation. And again, for the record, I'm not claiming to be anything, but there is not a book out there like this that is on this edge, warning you of exactly where we're at today and how to prepare. And I'm talking about prepare with the Lord. And I'm not talking about rapture from responsibility. Hey, folks, the gospel is not premised on destruction. The end is destruction. Not at all. If you look at the prophets of old, both major and minor, all the way to the New Testament, again, the old is nothing more than part one to part two of the gospel. And the New Testament is the fulfilling of the Old Testament, right? That's exactly what it is, outside of ceremonial law. Cut. Now, I'm saying that for the very purpose, friends, that you need to make distinction as to where we're at today. And the hope is that it is found in what we do. John Quincy Adams answered this better than anybody else. He said, "Do all that you can do and leave the results up to God." That's exactly it. But your hope better be in Christ, and it better be by Christ. Same thing with your faith. And I'll tell you what, you're going to trust the God of impossibilities that shows himself strong on the behalf of those that are willing to put their backs up against the wall in trusting who he is. It's not this little mamby-pamby humanistic faith, come into our church and have your faith lifted, metaphysics garbage. No, it's none of that. It's premised on the word of God, because I'm here to tell you, we love his appearing, number one. Number two, as he is, so are we in this world. Christ didn't come into this world, friends, to succumb. He came into the world to redeem mankind, and at the same time, simultaneously, through the cross, judge the head of the enemy. And that's exactly what was done, a part one, a part two, concerning what took place on Golgotha many years ago, 2000 to be exact. I'm going to go ahead and take Stacy. Stacy just called in. Stacy, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
I want to thank you for your Sunday service. Is not what is being preached in the pulpits.
Right.
What you have are hirelings, and we have the little leavening has rotted the entire lump in this country. And it's in our science, it's in our schools,
right.
It's everywhere evident. And the Christian can no longer be silent. This is what happens when people are silent. You have to speak up. We have to call Trump out. He's betrayed us.
Yep.
Okay? If anyone thought he was their answer, they were fooled. Okay? And now we have to start speaking out and say, no, we don't want Elon spending $500 billion to create the Mark of the Beast. It isn't too late. We have a voice.
That's right.
We still have a voice.
That's right.
And we need to be spreading it with everyone we speak. But it is the failure of the pulpit. Not you, Bradley, but you have hirelings. Look at the woman, this woman who is a reprobate in Washington, D.C. She showed her cards. She's no speaker for Christ. It was all about some human agenda, not a word from Jesus Christ about how we need redemption in him, how he is the answer to everything. And so I won't take any more time.
Can I ask you, though, who exactly are you talking about? Paula White?
Well, probably, too. I was talking about the Episcopalian or whatever who was saying, poor, whatever. She was so obviously not a Christian.
Yeah, that was a political...
I mean, not only was she violating God's law by standing up there, she didn't know the word, and her priority was not Christ.
Amen.
And that breaks my heart, because people think that that can be, a place of Christianity when it isn't. And they're all fooled. They're all fooled to think they can have their other gods up on the wall with Jesus. It's Christ alone.
Yeah, well,
I thank you for what you're doing.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and answer off air. Stacy, always appreciate hearing from you. 281-845-4704. I wanted to say that whole issue with Donald Trump going to that Episcopalian church and having a woman that thinks she's a man defending what God calls an abomination, that was nothing but a political op, because they didn't want knowing that Donald Trump and his wife Melania are actually out there supporting the gays and what they call the transgenders. Nobody's supporting them more than they are. As a matter of fact, if you want to go ahead and cross-check me, just go ahead and type in Donald Trump tweets out the gayest president ever in American history, and watch what comes up. Also put in there concerning his pageantries, no one advocated men dressed up as women more than Donald Trump did in his pageantries. Go ahead, cross-check me. Before you get mad at me, just cross-check me, and when you see it, you can call me, and you can tell me thank you for telling you what nobody else wanted to tell you. By the way, that's what a preacher's supposed to do. Read Hosea 6:5 when you get a moment. Again, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704. One more point with what our friend Stacy just said out of Minnesota. Go to 1 Timothy 2:12, but I suffer, I allow not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. You can also go over to 1 Corinthians 13, and you're going to find the same thing over there, friends. 14:34. So with that, what I'm trying to say to you, friends, they shouldn't be there anyways, but that was all a show to put the people and to add more confusion to the confusion that the mainstream media propagandist outlets under the CIA Mockingbird Media mean and intend to do. And it's nothing short of just confusing the people. But people are confused because, again, read Daniel 9:7, and that will give you the answers you're looking for. Every time I make reference to the Word of God, it's there to give you an answer to the issue. The Word of God answers every issue that we have in this world, and he gives us the victory in Christ Jesus if we're willing to take him as he promises he will be to us in covenant, as he adopts us into the kingdom of heaven for his glory. Amen. Cool. Wanted to get over to, and I will get to the next point here, friends, as far as the main topic, the way things used to be, because I want to live with a little joy here. But again, I'm sharing information that was thrown on me right before the show. I want to say this, and I want people to clearly understand what I'm saying. When I get emails or I get messages from people asking me what the Word of God says, it really agitates me to no end, especially people that I've talked to time and time again. And when I see that they're not in the Word, it shows me that they don't care. But it shows me as well as to why they're afraid. It shows me why they're confused. And it also shows me that they have a false hope that doesn't exist. Because if their heart was really set on the things of the kingdom and pressing in, remember, to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto us, Matthew 6:33, they would be pressing into the kingdom of God on their own. But that's not what they're doing. They're getting caught up as to how to appease people in their family that are mad because they told the truth. Wow. Wow, what a pathetic stance. I mean, really, what a pathetic stance. Jesus already promised that he was going to bring variants. He said that there'll be two set against three and three set against two within a household. That's the Lord doing that. He said he'd bring a sword. He wouldn't bring peace, Matthew 10:34. He said, he who tries to save his life will lose it. He who loses his life for my sake will find it. That's what he said. He said, first and foremost, that he will deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. And let me add this, because it goes dovetailing right back to the point that I wanted to make in the first place. What did he say to those that claimed that they wanted to follow Christ? He said, you must know concerning the doctrine, John 7:17. One of the first prerequisites in the Word of God. And all the people that text me and ask me questions, and why didn't you answer me concerning what the Word says? It's because you're not taking the time to do it for yourself. God helps those, and it's true, those that help themselves, and you're not even willing to help yourself. So I'm not going to go ahead and cast pearls before swine because you don't care, period. That's just how it's going down today. Yesterday, I had bringing up another point, the military entertainment complex. I don't have a lot of time to get into this right now, but we were talking about predictive programming, and I showed you how they are predictively planning all of this, and then when it comes to pass, they go back and they're noticing that the Simpsons are giving very accurate information, even to the degree in great specificity of pictures taken and where they're taken, the deaths of people, incidents taking place like what just happened here. I'll just give you a case in point if you weren't here yesterday. In short, the Simpsons predicted the airplane crash getting hit by a helicopter, Kobe Bryant getting killed in a helicopter. I mean, folks, literally 42 minutes of this video highlighting all the things that the Simpsons predicted, and it goes back to the fact that it's all pre-planned. They're pre-planning these disasters. And what has come of this last one, friends? Distraction. Keeping people's eyes off of what matters the most as to what Donald Trump is doing in Israel right now. And what's the media feeding you? All the good things Donald Trump has done. Praise God, I'll stand with him on those. But if he stands against what he's supposed to do, I'm going to stand against him. And I want you to see what they don't want you to see. Through distraction, through their little dog and pony show that they put on through the clowns of the circus of politics. Talking about the smoke and mirrors that they're constantly throwing at the people. They don't want you paying attention. And to be quite honest with you, friends, we're not asking the devil for permission to obey God in this ministry. But if you go back to the military entertainment complex, you're going to see that there's a fund that's been given to the Pentagon and the CIA to be a part of writing scripts for movies for decades in this country. For decades. You need to be careful with what you're feeding upon, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. 2 Corinthians 6:14 to the end of
every
the chapter.
Every time we turn our heads the other way, when we see the flawed flouted, when we tolerate what we know to be wrong, when we close our eyes and ears to the corrupt because we're too busy or too frightened, when we fail to speak up and speak out, we strike a blow against freedom and decency and justice. Robert Kennedy. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free. Martin Luther, the great reformer, stated, "When you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hold on."
Hello, this is Caleb Collier, host of Church and State. Find us at churchandstate.media. Take it from me, you have to listen to Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean is one of the greatest theologians and patriots of our time. He is leading the charge in our modern-day revolution. Bradley doesn't pull punches and always presents what is right, not beholden to party, politics, or pulpits. I am proud to call him friend. He is truly a son of liberty.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
BBSRadio.com. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, again, this show is not here to teach anybody or to lead the way in being quiet. It's not the time to shut your mouth, people. That's what got you in trouble in the first place. It's not time to be inactive. That's what's got you to the point that we're at in the present. Enough of this nonsense. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I'll bring that up. Stacy from Minnesota, there was an anointing on the things that you were saying concerning there's still time. There is still time. And that's why they're inundating the people. They want to paralyze you through the fear of man. Proverbs 20, where it talks about, the fear of man brings a snare. I'm here to tell you, it's not true. It's not true at all. They want to paralyze you. They want to inundate you with hopelessness, confusion. No. No, that's all by design. That is their warfare. That's the best that they have, friends. And it's time for you to know the difference, that we are supposed to follow the Christ through the darkness, because this is what, in fact, listen to me, this is what the church has been called for. The darker it gets, the brighter we get, people. And we're supposed to let our light shine. If my wife was down here right now, I'd have her sing this song for you. But it's true. You know, I was on a Caleb Collier show out in Washington yesterday, and he was talking about how people used to actually mean what they sang when they sang such songs as Onward Christian Soldier. Look at how they've just completely gutted that and effeminized all of that. No soldier element, no warfare, no war, no armor. I mean, it's just completely whoa. But you know what? It's always been there. So all you have to do is dust off the top of your Bible. Because in some of the cases, when it comes to your Bible, did you know that I can write the word damnation on the top of your Bibles because there's so much dust on them? If that's not rebuke worthy, I don't know it is, but that's love. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. I would want to know for myself what I just told you. 281-845-4704. I wanted to show you this, and I'm going to get to it once I get my... There it is. So you guys have all heard me say Jeremiah 6:16. I want you to listen carefully. It's real short, and then I'm going to make a point. I'm going to go back to the old past. One of the things that I've been noticing a lot is the nostalgia. And I'm talking about all the old pictures coming up in scrolls, all the old videos. And it's, of course, it's great to see it. It's fun to see it. But you know that we're to press forward. Read Philippians 3. You know that all things old, we're new creatures in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:17. And all things old have passed away. Behold, all things become new. I believe that the enemy uses a lot of that stuff. Not that they're it's evil or it's sin within itself. But they're great memories, a lot of it. But have you ever noticed that when you go to a restaurant, you go into the airport, whatever the case is, you always hear songs that you can identify, at least for me, from when I was a kid. And what does it do? Right when you hear that song or you see a picture of an old bike or an old car, an old house, an old person, where does your memory go? It goes right back to where you were when you first heard that song. And it's either usually a good recollection or it's a negative recollection, a good memory or a bad memory, right? Well, you know, it's interesting because when you look at scripture, do you know that the Lord says to go back to the old past? And he's not talking about going back to a lot of the stuff that we, or I'm equating it to right now. But one of the things that I've always wondered about is what would it be like to actually live in the old time? And I'm talking about the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, because we always have it in our heads that they had it way better than we did, when in many cases they didn't. Okay, but again, going forward to scripture, what does it say? It says, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. He's talking about the paths of the Lord, okay? Where is he and where is the good way, the Lord asks, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls by going back to the Lord, going back to what he says, right? Going back to that old religion, as they say, that's filled with the life of Christ, if we understand what Jeremiah the prophet's saying here. And it says, and they shall find rest for their souls. But how did the people respond? The people responded and they said, we will not walk therein. And then listen to what the Lord says. And I will set watchmen over you, saying, listen carefully to the sound of the trumpet. That's all we do is blow it here. But they said, the people did, we will not listen. We will not hearken. Therefore, hear, says the Lord, you nations, and know, O congregations, you that call yourselves Christians, what is among them. Hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not listened carefully unto my words, nor to my law. Every single time a people in a nation, in that order, get in trouble, you know why? Because they took not heed, they didn't pay careful attention to God's moral law every single time. If the laws were taken heed to concerning the people in this country, we the people who are the law, if they actually kept the commandments in understanding that they are the law under God and enforcing them, do you think that we'd be in the predicament that we're in right now? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So again, the Lord says, you know, go back, stand ye in the ways of the old past. Go back to the old past. But the people said no. So let me take it into a natural lesson just to have a little respite, just to have a little fun here for just a moment, okay? And I'm equating this in part, kind of in reverse, concerning 1 Corinthians 2:14. Did you know that back in the 1940s, the average cost of a home, you ready for this? As a matter of fact, if you gauge what I'm sharing with you right now to where we're at right now, it shows you how corrupt we as a people have become, okay? A home back in the 1940s, the average cost of a home was, I'm not making this up, $2,938. In the 1950s, the average cost of a home was $7,354. Isn't it interesting that when you look at the politicians or the said statesmen during that time, they were more honest and upright during that period of time, weren't they? But you can see a slow digression, and you can see these insidious scoundrels act out because they noticed that the people were no longer holding them accountable. And why is that? Because the people forgot the Lord in their prosperity. Read Deuteronomy 6:12, the Lord said not to do it, but the people did it. In the 1950s, the average cost of a home was $7,354. Notice how it's digressing, friends. Why? Because of the rise of corruption within the government. In the 1960s, and the people are responsible, starting with the church. The average cost of a home in 1960 was $11,900. Okay, this is the importance of upholding the law, God's moral law. In 2018, the average house price was, oh my goodness. So we're jumping from, I'm sorry, from 1960 to 2010, the average cost of a home jumped from $11,900 to $275,300 in 2010. In the present, you know what the average cost of a home is? And this is all due to the fact of what the people tolerate. And it's a great lesson. It really, truly is. The average cost of a home in 2022 is $552,600. You know what we've realized here where I live? Do you know that we average, we probably paid for the home that I live in now three times? Three times over because of interest. And did you know that that stands against the word of God concerning usury? Usury means when you borrow money to someone and then you basically put interest on the money. The Lord condemns that. He said, from your brothers it shall not happen, but for a foreigner you can do that. Well, now we have foreigners lending to us because now we've been made the tail rather than the head. And that, again, falls to the judgments of God. Look at Deuteronomy 28 and read after the verse 15 and you'll start to see it where it talks just concerning the topics that we're hitting right now. Let me keep going on here just to kind of show you how far we have fallen. Cars in 1935, the price of a new car was about $1,500. You look at even like a Tahoe type or a type of a Tahoe. They look like a security detail, Secret Service trucks. They use them for the said president on his entourage concerning the monarchy that they think they have assumed, and the people treat him accordingly. That's why they do it. But did you know that those vehicles today are averaging between $85,000 and $100,000 a piece? I mean, folks, they want to forever indebt you. Here's another one. In 1964, the price of a car was $3,500. Jumping to 1989, the average price of a car was about $12,000. This is where I begin to recollect. I can remember that. I remember used to see the ads in the papers, how much cars were. Right, and they thought it was expensive back then. Talking about going back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16, and obeying the voice of the Lord to right the wrongs. In 2018, the price of a car was, the average price of a car was about, and these are lower models. Just hold up. Hey, folks, listening to us on radio, if you want to jump over on sonsoflibertymedia.com, we're on the top left side of that page. Top left side of that page. We're going to go ahead and finish the content here. Love you by what we do, and we'll talk to you in 23, 1 John 3:18. We're going to go on here. I got a couple more I want to hit before the end of the show. If you want to call in, the lines are still open. That number is 281-845-4704. Trying to have a little respite in this world in which we live, folks. I know that we're being inundated right now with this propaganda, but we got to pay attention to what matters. And that's going to start when we set ourselves aright before the God of Israel, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. And again, when you read Mark 1:15, you read Matthew 3:2, Acts 2:38, Acts 20 verse 21, Galatians 3:24, Psalm 19:7, you're going to understand that when you understand that you violated and transgressed God's law, 1 John 3:14, you need a Savior from your sin. And that's what Christ went to the cross for, is to redeem you back unto the Father through the blood of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. So let's get that right first and foremost. That's my job, and that's what I intend to make sure that we put in the forefront of everything that we talk about here. But now on the other side of that, I want to show you when people actually obeyed and they were the law and they held their said representatives accountable to the laws that they were supposed to uphold, things were a lot different. And we're talking about going back to the old past. So let's go back to the cars again. In 1989, the price of a car was about $12,000. And if you jump to 2018, the price of a car was about $35,285, okay? And so let's jump from homes. Let's jump to cars. We just did that one. Now let's jump over to groceries just to give you an idea as to how outlandish things have become concerning our economy, concerning what they call inflation, okay? When you look at groceries, for example, if I was to go grocery shopping in 1914, and I'm just going to itemize it to what? A gallon of milk. If I, in 1914, wanted a gallon of milk, you know how much it would cost, friends? You can't make this up. Guess how much a gallon of milk was in 1914? 32 cents. I mean, folks, every once in a while when I stop and get a gallon of milk, when I see the price on those, it's like, you have got to be kidding me. But the joke's on us for tolerating what we tolerate, right? In 1939, a gallon of milk cost 23 cents. Jumping to 1964, a gallon of milk cost, in 1964, 49 cents. 49 cents. In 1989, jumping from 1964 to 1989, again, I can remember this, a gallon of milk cost $2.30. Now they're between $4 and $6 for a gallon of milk. Folks, really what it comes down to before the Lord, you can see, and I'll end the show with this, you can see throughout the prophets. The prophets were sent to the people. And I'm talking about Ezekiel. I'm talking about Jeremiah. I'm talking about Daniel. I'm talking about Isaiah. And then there's 12 small prophets. But the major prophets, what was the job? What was the objective of all of them? To get the people to acknowledge that they've transgressed before the God that gave them all that they have through his mercies. And the Lord pled, and the Lord pled, and the Lord pled with the people. And he said, if you amend your ways between you and your brothers, and you will bring forth justice, the justice according to his moral law, in hating the evil, in loving the good. He said, in essence, if you right the wrongs, I'll withhold the judgment that I intend to bring. I do want to say that is absolutely true, and that's only found in Christ. It's only found in Christ, period. And no, wait, let me take that period back. Exclamation. Exclamation. And it's absolutely true. When we put on the Lord Jesus Christ, when we're found in Christ and him alone, which is his will and his purpose and his election, not ours. I want to show this to you, and I was going to show it to you tomorrow, and I just may do it as well, but I want to cut there and I want to bring you over to another point. And I just really want you to understand, folks. Let me go back to Jeremiah just for a moment. I read 52 chapters of Jeremiah. And I heard every word he said. And when I compare what I read in my heart to what I see, we're in the same position, and in many ways, much worse. You know, many people, they'll complain about what the tyrants of the past have done and what they're responsible for. Let me just again equate it to Adolf Hitler. People talk about how much of a monster he was, but it's interesting, again, and keep this in the equation because this is where America's at today, history repeating itself, and it's important that you get that. It was the said Christian church, a lack of, that was responsible for the rise of Adolf Hitler. I gave you some quotes last week concerning how the people looked upon Adolf Hitler. And you can see exactly how the people in that country looked to Adolf Hitler because he was loved, not hated. That is a part of the history that has been revised because we all have in our minds that he was hated by the people. No, he was not. They created the problem. Then they brought in an Adolf Hitler. And then what did he do? He set up agencies and he set up a totalitarian system of government. And then what did he do? He started to kill off his own political opposition by allowing illegals to come in, namely the Muslims during that particular time, to kill off any opposition that Adolf Hitler had. And the other political opposition that they had were those that didn't go along with making their health great again, just like what you're seeing today. In America, they were the ones that were thrown behind the barbed wire fences. Now, you got to hang with me on this thought. I want you to contemplate this, friends, because it wasn't just the dads and the moms that were killed. Let me stop right there. We're told that Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich were responsible for 12 million Jews, the Israel of God, not the synagogue of Satan, because that's what you see in play today. Make distinction. But it was the Israel of God, the Jews. And that was the good ones, right? Make distinction between good and evil. It applies to all mankind. And then it was also the political dissidents, those that didn't agree with Adolf Hitler. And also, along with that, were also the gypsies. They were the ones that were thrown behind the barbed wire fences. And people look at Adolf Hitler and they say, man, this guy was responsible for how many millions of people through the Holocaust? And for those that want to deny it, I'm here to tell you, I've been at the Holocaust Center in D.C. I've been at the one in Israel. I've seen the video that Eisenhower filmed of the Holocaust. For the very purpose, Eisenhower said, I wanted it filmed in case anybody tries to deny that this ever happened. It happened. Okay? But 12 million people, listen to me, Americans, 12 million people Adolf Hitler was responsible for in a body of 80 million people, population of Germany during that time. You have 350 million people in this country, and you've allowed your government to murder over 80 million little people. Latin, fetus in Latin means little people. You have allowed your government to do to you, to murder your own children, and they call it a choice. And the people went along with this. Look how much more you're responsible than even that of a tyrant named Adolf Hitler. But I want to make the point here. And again, read 24 verse 4 of 2 Kings, because the Lord is not going to pardon what you think is not your responsibility to put a stop to. And because of that, there's going to be a recompense. Galatians 6, 7, and 8. I don't care what the hireling in the pulpit wants to tell you. The church is responsible for all of that. And again, nothing changes until we take responsibility. But I'm saying that because this is what I want you to see. Go ahead and look up at social media platforms. Because it wasn't just the dads and the moms that were executed because they didn't go along with a tyrant. It was also the kids. Again, it comes back to the angel of death, Mengele. Nazi hunters chased him down into Argentina, where, if you didn't know, many of the Nazis were actually shipped to Argentina, and 1,800 of them were shipped to America. Many of them weren't even held accountable for their crimes against humanity. Did you know that? A matter of fact, did you know also Eisenhower said of Adolf Hitler, I think he got away, because they knew that the body that was delivered up was not him. They sent out Nazi hunters all over the world to find these Nazi criminals. You can go online and watch them. They're excellent, and rightfully so. Now, Mengele comes up, or Mengele, and you say it both ways. I've watched documentaries where they say his name both ways. But they called him the angel of death. And that demon, that monster, that devil incarnate, was responsible for crimes so unthinkable. Same thing with Anthony Fauci. Same thing with the Bill Gates. Same thing with what's going on in front of your faces right now. How do the people look at Donald Trump? Do they hate him or do they love him? And guess who's promoting him? The evangelicals, these said Christians. It's not Christianity at all. Every one of them were responsible for what took place there. Matter of fact, Martin Niemöller wrote a book apologizing to the Jewish people and the gypsies and dissidents because the church didn't stand up and stop Adolf Hitler. They actually aided him in his reign of terror. It happens the same way in every country, but we're never given that history. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, P.S., you need to read this because this is a book that posterity is going to read and say, you know what? Dad was right. Because it's exactly what people need to see. We're on the front of this, like Stacy said. We're on the front of this, not behind this. They want you to believe that we're on the back end of this. They want you to believe it's too late. No, it's not. No, it's not. You're on the second wave right now, and you need to put a stop to it. Dietrich Bonhoeffer went to war and faced off with the people. And guess who he was facing off with? He was facing off with the church that was promoting Adolf Hitler. Now let me, and I don't mean to be so scrambled, it's just kind of coming to me this way, and maybe it's the way people need to hear it. But what I want you to see again is it wasn't just the dads and the moms that were slaughtered. I want you to look at this little girl's face, because Americans, if we don't put a stop to what's going on, it's going to happen again. Now, I don't have a problem when it comes to the people that are responsible for where we're at, paying the piper. But for goodness sakes, look to yourselves, man. Look to yourselves, women. And find it within yourself to say, how can you stand back and allow this to happen to the children, the innocent children? Now, I want to show you this little girl right here. Somebody sent this to me, and when I looked at this picture, she's an 11-year-old little girl who died at Auschwitz, the extermination camps, in 1943, February 18th of 1943. Look at her eyes, please, just look at her eyes. She was executed after they took a needle, a syringe, and they put something called phenol inside of that syringe, and they put it in this little girl's heart. That's how they executed her, with a needle. Just before the execution of this beautiful little 11-year-old innocent girl who died because somebody didn't want to live politics, just before her execution, she was photographed by a prisoner named Wilhelm Braze, who later spoke out against the executioner who had hit her in the face. The executioner, before putting the needle in her heart and executing this little 11-year-old innocent girl who was scared to death, this executioner punched her in the mouth. When you look at her face, you can see the terrified young girl who didn't even speak the language. So she was just literally propped up and thrown into the mix of execution, regardless of who she was. And what I want you to know is just a couple weeks prior to 250,000 of these innocent children that were delivered up to be executed by the same spirit that's at work today trying to do the same thing here in America and all over the world. Just a couple weeks prior to this, she lost her mother. Friends, If something Jim Elliot said a long time ago, he said, if not us, then who? If not now, then when? You're said representatives in this country, and by the way, it's not, folks, the problem you're having is not with what you call the left, it's what you call the right, because again, if the right was doing, there wouldn't be no left doing the right thing. They're good for nothing. They're the problem. Ask me, I'll tell you through experience. When you look at this little girl's face, I would honestly, before the Lord, I would have done anything. I would have given the whole world away to stop that from happening to her. All of the guilt of the older generation that tolerated the crimes to get to the point where it got fell on her. If you look at her mouth, you can see where she got punched. If you look in her eye, she is scared to death. I can imagine her standing in line, and as she's standing in line, friends, all of a sudden here comes this monster that says he's just doing his job with a needle of poison to inject into her heart to execute her. And she's sitting there asking the question, what did I do wrong? Where are the older people to put a stop to this evil reign? I'm not going to belabor this. I want you to look at her eyes. She's got tears in her eyes. We have all the power in the world to stop this now. You know who's responsible. You know who's murdering babies in the womb, and God hates it, yet you tolerate it. Sincere religion is an expression of loving what God loves and hating what God hates. There is no justification of murdering innocent children or innocent people for that matter. But when it comes to the kids, we have the power to stop this. We have the power to right the wrongs. Did you know that your Senate, did you know that they know that babies are being murdered in the womb? Do you know that the babies are being dissected and they're selling their organs on the black market? Did you know that it's your State Department that's responsible for trafficking children? Did you know many, more than not, of those that your said representatives that are in the halls of government, do you know that they're guilty of pedophilia? They're extorted? Where's this going to go, people? I'll tell you where it's going to go. It's going to go right here. It's going to go right back to these little ones. Anything. I would have given this world away to save that one little soul. I can only imagine as 11-year-old little girl what was going through her little mind. She was probably looking to the hills saying, God, help me. And the Lord looks down from heaven and says to the church, this little girl needs your help. Intervene. Like Martin Niemöller, that's why he wrote the book. What's awesome about, again, this book that I wrote, inspired by the Lord. Get folks, I thought it was going to take me a short amount of time. It took me months to write it. And after I wrote it and I read it, it's like, oh my gosh. This is what Bonhoeffer was doing when he went back to Germany, unbeknownst to me. This is before, not after. Nobody wanted to listen. You know what's funny? Nobody wanted to listen to Bonhoeffer until the damage was done. And you know what's also interesting? When Bonhoeffer was facing off with Adolf Hitler in the Third Reich, you know what the professed church was doing? They were praising the one that was executing Bonhoeffer. You know what they do now? And I've seen it in America. Conservatives. Namely, this one guy named Eric Metaxas. He writes a book praising Dietrich Bonhoeffer. And yet, if you want to get Eric Metaxas into your local church, Eric's got to have $30,000 before he'll talk to the church. You know, it's also interesting when you go to his website, you'll find that he's taking pictures when he's sitting there with Donald Trump. See, people, and I'm going to end with this, and I want you to get one more look at this little sweetie. Consider yourself. Consider your own kids, for goodness sakes. Ending with Dietrich Bonhoeffer, you know, it's interesting, guys, today, the conservatives, yesterday's liberals, it's interesting how they love to praise the dead saints. But when Dietrich Bonhoeffer was alive, did you know that he was being persecuted by this, what they called themselves, the saints? The spirit of the world hasn't changed, has it? I don't know why, and I thank God for it. But when I see this kind of stuff in front of me, it's like the Lord just laying the cross in front of me and saying, this is what's coming down the road. This is what's going to happen to this country if the people don't put a stop to it. This country is going to make no gains whatsoever until the murder of children is stopped and those that are responsible for murdering the children are held accountable to God's statutes. Numbers 35:33. It's the only way to appease the living God. And if we did that, and we never left that because we used to do that in this country, but if we would have held to his statutes, we wouldn't be in this predicament right now. Look at how far the American people have tolerated corruption to go forward. I'm just here to show you that this is what's going to happen if the people don't stand up in this country and put a stop to it and begin to hold the corruption accountable to the crimes that they're guilty of, because it's going to happen again if we don't.